You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone is having a good all day. What am I going to talk about before someone comes on for a reading? Well, I'm going to talk about today. Today is May 5th. The portal is opened. May 5th is a very important special day. It's 5-5, two fives. And when the fifth day meets the fifth month, the energy of change is upon us. The energy of freedom, the energy of new beginnings doubles in power. It opens a window. So whatever you're trying to manifest is going to manifest faster today. So pay attention. Pay extra attention. Also, it's considered a sacred day when the physical meets the spiritual. So with that being said, I am going to welcome Lynn from Florida. How are you today, Lynn?
Oh, good afternoon. Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I don't know where Castleberry is in Florida, but I hope you're near a beach.
It's northern part of Orlando.
Oh, okay. I love Orlando. So what can I do for you today?
Oh, I guess there's a lot of transitions going on in my life right now.
Okay.
And trying to help a friend and becoming POA and take care of her and hoping that all works out in the in the process of having that take place. And whether there's going to be any work coming in besides helping her.
I'm shuffling the tarot cards. So just for a moment, concentrate on just you. Close your eyes and just pay attention to you and your space. And I'm going to shuffle the cards and tune in with your energy. Okay. So what I'm picking up on, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I just like the cards. What I'm picking up on is that you need to remember that you have everything you need. You have the power, you have all the instruments, you have everything that you need to make whatever you want happen. So it's like you're the person who can make, you're a great manifester. So don't stop manifesting. Keep thinking about what you want. And I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like you can say, I want someone to bring me a chocolate ice cream and someone would bring it to you. I mean, I know that's going a little too far, but I do feel like you get, when you put your mind to it, you get what you asked for. Be careful what you wish.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I am getting careful what you wish for. Don't be attached to one thing. Okay. Don't be attached to one thing.
Okay.
I just like, don't get attached to just one thing because things happen to change. But I do feel like as far as work coming in, I'm getting a yes. A work is coming in. I do feel like you're a healer of some sort. I'm not sure if you do mediumship or psychic, but you're definitely a healer. And I am getting that you're a medium. Okay. So what I'm getting is, even if you made one mistake, we all make mistakes with our readings sometimes. Don't worry about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Okay. Because people are thinking about you and work is coming in. And I'm also getting an invitation of some sort. So I don't know if it's an invitation to do a day of readings, or I don't know. I just keep getting camp. I don't know if you're being invited to someplace to do something, but I'm also getting groups. I feel like you're really good with groups. So there's going to be an invitation, not just one. There's going to be a lot of invitations this summer. But again, you can manifest it. You can make it happen. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
As far as...
I've kind of been putting too much time with this woman in assisted living. And it's time to get back to me.
Yes, yes. And I was going to say, this woman is very appreciative of you helping her in assisted living. But I also feel like she's been pushing you. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I feel like she's starting to push you to move forward with your own life. She doesn't want you to go away. She still wants your help. But I do feel like she's telling you.
No, she needs me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know she needs you. But I feel like she also is telling you to do your own thing. And if she's not telling you, I really feel like she's thinking about it. I feel like she thinks about it more than you know. But she's afraid. She's afraid if you leave her, she's not going to have anyone to prepare her, if that makes sense. Because I feel like you're really preparing.
That is true. Yes.
I'm also getting...
No, her life is at the end. Yes, that's true.
Okay. Okay. And I know it's sad, but I do feel like you've been preparing her for what's next. And she would be stuck without you there.
Most assuredly.
I'm sorry?
No, most assuredly. You're very accurate. Yes.
But I also keep getting the impression that there's someone around you that is supporting whatever your needs are, just not someone else. I'm not sure if it's a partner or just a best friend, but I feel like there's someone that is supporting you and is on, I don't want to say, I just keep getting they're on your side. They're helping you grow. Does that make sense? I don't know if this is a mentor. I keep getting someone
is trying
to help you believe.
Yes.
In yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Would this be a mentor?
My best friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
No, my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Because
we're
I'm getting
very spiritual.
Okay. Okay. Because I am getting that not only are you helping her to grow, but vice versa. Like it's a two-way street with her. It's not just her. It goes hand in hand. Like, I know you could both survive without each other, but you both blossom and glow when you're working together. So I just keep getting between the two of you, you're going to grow this summer tremendously. And by September, you're going, I know it's not about money, but we all have to survive. But it's also about... And I feel like by September, you're going to be in a totally different place than you are now. And you're really going to believe in yourself more than you do now. I'm not saying you don't believe in yourself, but I feel like there's something that you're grabbing at that you're not feeling like you're reaching. So reach for it because it's right there.
Okay.
And this person, your best friend, you're helping each other a lot. And the partnership between the two of you is going to grow. I don't know why I keep hearing a storefront, but I keep getting that there's something that you two are going to build together, whether it's a new age shop or I just keep seeing a window and with flowers in it. And I'm not saying you're going to sell flowers, but for me, flowers symbolize growth and just beauty. So I just keep getting there's something coming between the two of you, whether it's going to be purchasing a tent and doing different fairs or festivals or purchasing a storefront. There's something. So make sure you believe and just believe it. I don't know why I'm also getting drawing. Are you doing some sort of artwork, orographs or something like that?
I haven't so far.
Okay. I don't know why I'm picking up on that. There's something that you are going to be told, not by yourself, told by spirit or something. You're just going to hear it. And I feel like there's, I don't know. I just keep getting there's another partnership coming. So I feel like it might be a third person walking in, and it's going to be three people, three partners celebrated and raising the glass, just really there for each other to build.
Oh, that's great.
There's a contract that's going to be signed, and I'm getting in the fall. I'm getting, I don't know, November. I could be off with my timing, but I just feel like there's a contract that you're going to sign. That's going to be good. Not a bad contract.
Okay.
Do you have any questions? We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Cause you say contract. That's all I've been doing for the last week is doing paperwork, and I got more this afternoon in regards to, you know, taking care of that woman and the sister.
Okay.
It's been horrendous.
This is going to be something else. This is going to be for you.
Okay.
Okay. This is a contract in the fall for you.
You know,
you're not going to worry anymore. Okay. You're not, you're not going to have to worry about your business anymore, because it's going to be flowing.
Okay.
Think about this as a stepping stone and teaching you what's next is what I'm getting.
Okay.
We only have 30 seconds left. Is there any quick question you might have?
I think you pretty much covered it. I think, yeah, you're very good.
I apologize for my dog's barking. FedEx just came through and my windows are opened.
Oh, no, I think it sounds good because I know this is only short term with this assisted living. I know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just think of it as a stepping stone because it's going to take you to your next spot, to your next level.
Okay. Okay. Great.
All right. Well, I hope you have
right. I am a healer and a medium as well. So thank you very much for the confirmation.
You are so welcome. Have a great afternoon.
And what is your name?
Robin. Wolf. Robin. W-L-F.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robin.
You're welcome.